Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory. It's such a joy to be with you today. Today I'd like to read a scripture out of John, the 16th chapter and verse 2. And it says, "Ask and ye shall receive that your joy may be full." Ask that you may receive that your joy may be full. So many people have that an idea that if you're Christian, you don't have joy, you're not happy. But let me tell you something. He said, ask. He said, I come to give you joy. I come to give you life. I come to give you the abundant life. Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn you, but I come to give you life. He came to give us joy. He came to give us the abundant life. And the Lord is mindful of our every need. The Lord is mindful of our every need. I want you to know that. And He knows what is important in your heart. And God wants to touch you. He wants to deal with you. And He wants to bless you. My son, when he was, he traveled with us from the time he was 8 years old till he was 18 on the road. And I homeschooled him all those years. But when he was just a young fella, he had heard some girls talking one day about all the prizes that they had won in their school about certain events that they had participated in, and they won a prize for it. And he looked at me and he said, Mama, he said, I can't win any prizes because I'm always on the road with you and Daddy and I'm homeschooled and I can't win prizes. And I told him, I said, oh, that's not important. I said, God will bless you and God take, and I kind of brushed it off, but I could see that it was really important to him. And in the next few days, we started a revival in a place called Appomattox, Virginia, at Bethel Bible Church. And the pastor of that church, David Grove, he called us and wanted us to do a week's revival. And at the beginning of the revival, he said, before we start revival, he said, last night I was praying, and God laid something on my heart. God told me that every night of this revival, I was to call Bunny and Blondie's son, Orville Jr., up and give him a prize every night. And every night of that revival, he called our son up and gave him a gift. The pastor had no way of knowing of what my son had told me before. The pastor had no way of knowing that that was so important to my son and that he wanted a gift. God just didn't give him a gift one night, but every night of the revival, the pastor called him up and gave him a gift. Let me tell you something, people. God is mindful of our every need, the desires upon our heart. God wants, he said, my purpose for you is to do good to you. I want to be good to you. I want to bless you. Oh, my son, he's now pastoring. It's amazing. The pastor of that church that gave him the gift every night, I went home to be with the Lord. That's been many years ago. Time has passed and years have gone by. And now my son pastors that exact same church and has been there for the last 20-some years. You never know what effect you're going to have on somebody's life by being kind to them, by being obedient to God. And you never know what effect God's going to have and where God will put you. Let me tell you something. God has great things in store for you today. Take time to make Him the Lord of your life. Take time to pray. God wants to encourage you and God wants to show you just how awesome He is. I pray today that if you've never accepted Jesus, that you'll take time to let Him be the Lord of your life. Father, I pray over this great congregation. I ask that you save souls and that hearts would be won unto the kingdom of God. Thank you for hearing and answering prayer. Thank you for the greatest gift that we could ever receive, and that's salvation through Jesus Christ. Thank you for hearing and answering prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for listening in to the broadcast today. If you would like to write me at Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to pray for you. God bless you, and remember this, God is faithful to heal, God is faithful to save, and God is faithful to deliver. Let God be a blessing in your life, and you be a blessing one to another. Thank you for listening. Please tune in again the next week at the same time for the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. I want to thank all of you that have told me you listened to the broadcast, all of you that are praying for me, and all of you that have helped me. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a beautiful day in the Lord.